The following is a meeting with devotees with His Holiness Sri Lasatsarupa Das Goswami, recorded in January of 1997 in Jagannath Puri.
We'll have a little kirtan. Eventually someone can get me a little pair of cartels.
Panchakopatarubhyascha kripasunibha eva cha patilanam pavanibhyo.
Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvashe Sasunyavadi Paschata Desatarine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvashesa Sunyavadi Paschachari Shatarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radhe Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Nittai Gaur Haribol 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya
Jayo Mishnupad Paramhamsa Pariba Jakacharya Astora Satishri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupad Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupad Ki Jayo Mishnupad Paramhamsa Pariba Jakacharya Astora Satishri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Go Swami Prabhupad Ki Ananta Gauti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Premsakho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shyamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Yamunamai Ki Gangamai Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. I propose that we'll be having classes every day, and first I want to make some announcements and then begin one today. So with the usual difficulties in such an endeavor, we've all got here by Krishna's grace, and this is a small group that I asked to come. So I wanted to mention something about that, the confidentiality of it. The first confidentiality was in coming here, that we not disappoint anybody by telling them they couldn't come, or that people not know I'm coming so that they don't come. And as far as I was, my point of view, that was successful. I didn't have to turn anybody down, or nobody knew I was coming here. I thought of this quite a few months ago, having come into Puri with this group, and I wanted a relaxed, intimate setting where we could go together to the places and speak together about Lord Chaitanya. I had already experienced inviting bigger groups, and I've invited as many people as want to come, telling them when I'll be in Vrindavan after this. A few years ago, made kind of wide invitations for my disciples to come to Mayapur for a parikram with Bhakti Charu Swami leading another group that he had. And about 50 were in my party, and about 50 in his party. And that it didn't turn out very well in terms of my being with my disciples. First of all, the parikrams were very vigorous. and they weren't tailored to my health, and so I at least couldn't go on them. And many of the people who came to be with me, they went on them, but it only picked up for me in the last 7 days after the Parikram was over, when we would have daily meetings right in ISKCON Mayapur. They were nice. So I wasn't going to repeat that here. And as we see, even this party, this is a no small party in terms of logistics for feeding and housing. So I chose these devotees to be with. So now when we leave here also, it's not that I expect that when we go to Vrindavan, or some of you may go somewhere else, but especially when we go to Vrindavan and see other devotees, that we try to very awkwardly hide where we've been. So at that point, then I'm speaking of course, my disciples who might have liked to have been here, and why weren't they invited? So we'll just say that it was that I wanted to be with devotees of Gita Nagari Press, and also that it was a writing retreat, which the nature of which is that it's private, and I don't tell people usually where I am. If you want more advice how to talk with people who you meet, you can see Madhu Mangal. He's good at that. So much for that. I think of generally three kinds of activities that we're going to do here. One of these classes. The second is our going together to Parikram places, the holy places. And third is you're going as you like, either in a whole group or just small groups among yourselves to the different places. For myself, aside from those activities, I hope also to do writing while I'm here. But the reason for two kinds of outgoings is that I don't know, I have to pace myself, I don't know how good my health will be. But I would want to go to a place that's been scouted out this year by some of you, and you come back and say, we went to there and it's a good place, and our whole party can go there, and then we'll go there with some ease. But I can't feel like responsible as a group leader to take care of everybody and see that you have a profitable time in the Dham. Most of you are experienced, so you should take advantage of it yourselves. This is a good book for being in Jagannath Puri, and also Mahanidhi Swami's book, at least for the sheer listing of the places, is better than this. And if you don't have those books, they may be available in ISKCON. And ISKCON here, maybe not. They told me that they don't have this book in ISKCON because they don't like the part in the back where I tell what Prabhupada did in Jagannath Puri. And I read it, I didn't find anything objectionable in his activities here. But for their public relations, they thought he was too hard on the pandas.
I just read that on coming. Or maybe a particular person still here.
Yeah, maybe. So you can find out the places. Of course, there are a number of places we're not allowed to enter. And the whole flavor of this book tells you that feeling of being rejected in Jagannath Puri and how to take solace in that, in the mood of the humble devotees like Haridas Thakur. But there's certainly many places to where we can go. And in some places, if you can't, I think of Alalanath, which I hope we can go to one day. That'll be like about an hour drive to get there. That's a place where 1 year I was allowed in, another year we weren't allowed in. But even if you're not allowed in the temple, you can be there at the temple And then you can see the body imprints of Lord Chaitanya there. So there are places like that that we can go. And so as I say, as you start going out, then I'll start building up my itinerary to go with you, which I probably would begin with Siddhabakul, and then toward the end of our stay, I'd like to go to Siddhabakul again. I'll read a paragraph from here about this would be to show us the efficacy of just sitting together and talking about Lord Chaitanya, which could be in Jagannath Puri or it could be anywhere that we get together for this. But even this room is Jagannath, and there's the ocean where Lord Chaitanya bathes, and we can hear the ocean. So we're here. This is called Finding Lord Chaitanya in Nilachala. Chaitanya Charitamrita refers to Jagannath. References to Jagannath Puri aren't hard to find. Look at the chapter on Raghunath Goswami. He came to Puri to be with the Lord. Look at the chapter about Ballabha Bhatta. He also came to Puri to see the Lord, bringing huge quantities of garlands and the Mahaprasadam of Jagannath, which he offered to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. But it is difficult for me to go to Grand Road and think how Lord Chaitanya danced in this very spot and how everyone observed him. Of course, now is the off-season, but when you come at Rath Yatra with millions of people, it might be even more difficult to imagine his sweet pastimes here. I've said the ocean, in particular, is unchanged by man, but as I sit on the porch and look out at it, watching the waves curve and break, I cannot come closer to devotional service. Therefore, the essence of association with Lord Chaitanya and his great devotees is to hear from them and to render them service. So I'm reading my spiritual master's purports, hearing his tapes, and serving in his ISKCON. I found that true in Vrindavan also. To go around, I don't get that much benefit. I feel the discomfort, the bodily discomfort of it, the social discomfort of it, the cultural alienation, my lack of devotion. But I know I benefit by going around. And the more I was practiced at it, I'll enjoy it more, especially in good company. But still, there's always a big shortcomings. But when I read Krishna book or read about Krishna in Vrindavan, then it's very nice. And the same with hearing about Lord Chaitanya. Having said that, make the other point, why go out at all and visit the places? From Saranagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, may I visit all the holy places associated with the leelas of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. And then from Antya Leela, a devotee should make a point of visiting all the places where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes. Indeed, pure devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even want to see the places he visited only for hours or minutes. Pure devotees of Lord Chaitanya regard any place where he stayed or even walked through as a worshipable tirtha. So we shouldn't obstinately just stay in our hotel room, but also go out. Now, as far as reading and meditating, this is the place of Lord Chaitanya. Just as Vrindavan, we think of Krishna in Vrindavan. We wouldn't be coming so much to Jagannath Puri out of its fame as a holy place, which it has had for thousands of years in India, if it was only to get the darshan or not get the darshan of Jagannath. But it is for, in the same way we don't go to Dwarka with such a passion, although that's Krishna's place. But we come to Puri to find Lord Chaitanya. So this is an excellent book to share together here, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And bit by bit, try to feel the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. there were different ways I could approach it. And at least for a starter, what I've done is I started from the beginning and saw where the first references occurred. And I'm going to read them. In other words, it's not... Another approach could be Lord Chaitanya's life, and you would start when he first came after taking sannyas, and then go through like that. But I've just gone through the book to see where the author first mentions it. And it all comes out that way too. Of course, we don't have time to read about everything that Lord Chaitanya did in Puri. Krishnadas Kaviraj says he certainly couldn't put it all in his book. He couldn't put even 1 hour of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Jagannath Puri because they're so deep and transcendental. But we can sample it. So I'll begin. The first reference I found was in Adi Leela chapter 10, which lists the different branches of the tree of Lord Chaitanya. And after mentioning many, many persons who were his devotees in Nadia, then he starts a new list, starting with number one, of devotees in Nilachala. So Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, or his devotees, that is not a strict division of them, because the devotees from Bengal, they would come here. You could also call them devotees of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, like Lord Nityananda and Advaita. But still, they only came here 4 months a year. So the devotees who always stayed with him, or who lived here and had services with the temple and with Lord Chaitanya's devotees, they're mentioned. I have given a brief description of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya in Bengal. Actually, his devotees are innumerable. Oh, if you want to follow, Adi Leela chapter 10, 121, 122. I have especially mentioned all these devotees because they accompanied Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal, in Orissa, and served him in many ways. Now here's a very wonderful purport. I may not read them all, but I'll read this one. Most of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya lived in Bengal and Orissa. Thus they are celebrated as Oriyas and Gaudiyas. At present, however, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his cult is being propagated all over the world, and it is most probable that in the future history of Lord Chaitanya's movement, Europeans, Americans, Canadians, Australians, South Americans, Asians, and people from all over the world will be celebrated as devotees of Lord Chaitanya. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness has already constructed a big temple at Mayapur, Navadvip, which is being visited by devotees from all parts of the world, as foretold by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and anticipated by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Let me briefly describe some of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Among the devotees who accompanied the Lord in Jagannath Puri, two of them, Paramananda Puri and Swarup Damodar, were the heart and soul of the Lord. Among the other devotees were Gadadhar, Jagadananda, Sankara, Vakeshvara, Damodara Pandit, Thakur Haridas, Raghunath Vaidya, and Raghunath Das. All these devotees were associates of the Lord from the very beginning, and when the Lord took up residence in Jagannath Puri, they remained there to serve him faithfully. All the devotees who resided in Bengal used to visit Jagannath Puri to see the Lord. Now let me enumerate the devotees of Bengal who first came to see the Lord at Jagannath Puri. There was, so this is a different category now, It's a Jagannath Puri list, devotees who regularly came here, but from Bengal. There was a short list we got only of those who were his close followers in Jagannath Puri. Actually, it doesn't mention Ramananda Roy. Let's see if this list is... Yeah. There was... let me enumerate the devotees of Bengal who first came to see the Lord at Jagannath Puri. There was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, one of the biggest branches of the tree of the Lord, and his sister's husband, Sri Gopinath Acharya. In the list of devotees at Jagannath Puri, which begins with Paramananda Puri, Sarup Damodar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Gopinath Acharya, Kashi Mishra was the fifth, Padumna Mishra the sixth, and Bhavananda Rai the seventh. Lord Chaitanya took great pleasure in meeting with them. Embracing Rai Bhavananda, the Lord declared to him, "You formerly appeared as Pandu, and your five sons appeared as the five Pandavas." Later we may read a particular section where we see how these devotees come to Lord Chaitanya in Puri. Particularly I'm thinking of when he returned from his tour of the south. Then he set up his residence in Jagannath Puri, and it says the devotees came to see him like rivers enter the ocean. And you get this feeling of Lord Chaitanya, who then lived in Puri for 18 years without leaving, which is a long time, of him being like a magnet to attract all devotees who then came and lived with him and had their pastimes as part of his pastimes. That's when Swarup Damodar joined him, and when Ramananda Roy came to live with him, that's when Lord Chaitanya's servant Govinda came to live with him and others. Here is Bhavananda Rai. He's the father of five sons: Ramananda Rai, Patanayaka Gopinath, Kalanidhi, Sudanidhi, and Nayaka Vaninath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Bhavananda Rai, "Your five sons are all my dear devotees. Ramananda Rai and I are one, although our bodies are different." Continuing the list, King Prataparudra of Orissa, the Oriya devotees, Krishnananda and Shivananda, Paramananda Mahapatra, Bhagavanacharya, Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Sikhi Mahiti, and Murari Mahiti, constantly associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he resided in Jagannath Puri. Madhavi Devi, the 17th of the prominent devotees, was the younger sister of Sikhi Mahiti. She is considered to have formerly been a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Of course, all these devotees were formerly devotees of Krishna in Krishna Lila. Brahmachari Kashishvar was a disciple of Ishvara Puri, and Sri Govinda was another of his dear disciples. In the list of prominent devotees at Nilachala, Kashishvar was the 18th and Govinda the 19th. They both came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, being thus ordered by Ishvara Puri at the time of his passing away. Both Kashishvar and Govinda were godbrothers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord duly honored them as soon as they arrived. But because Ishvara Puri had ordered them to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personal service, the Lord accepted their service. Govinda cared for the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas Kashishvar went in front of the Lord when he went to see Jagannath in the temple. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Jagannath, Kashishvar, being very strong, cleared the crowds aside with his hands so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could pass untouched. Ramai and Nandai the 20th and 21st among the important devotees in Jagannath Puri, always assisted Govinda 24 hours a day in rendering service to the Lord. Every day, Ramai filled 22 big water pots, whereas Nandai personally assisted Govinda. So there are all different kinds of ways to serve Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. Some cooked for him, some were servants, servants meaning bodily servants who made sure that he had water, and there was cooking and massaging, and then some assisted those servants, and then some, like Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar, they assisted the Lord very intimately in his ecstatic moods. And then you hear even one Kaishishvara, very strong, he would protect the Lord's from the crowds. So everyone had some kind of service. The 22nd devotee, Krishna Das, was born of a pure and respectable Brahmin family. While touring southern India, Lord Chaitanya took Krishna Das with him. As a bona fide devotee, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, the 23rd principal associate, acted as the brahmachari of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured Mathura. Badahari Das and Chotahari Das, the 24th and 25th devotees in Nilachala, were good singers who always accompanied Lord Chaitanya. Among the devotees who lived with Lord Chaitanya at Jagannath Puri, Ramabhadra Acharya was the 26th, Simheshvar the 27th, Tapanacharya the 28th, Raghunath the 29th, and Nilambar the 30th. Singabhata was the 31st, Kamabhata the 32nd, Shivananda the 33rd, and Kamalananda the 34th. They all formerly served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal. But later these servants left Bengal to live with the Lord in Jagannath Puri. Achyutananda, the 35th devotee, was the son of Advaitacharya. He also lived with Lord Chaitanya, taking shelter of his lotus feet at Jagannath Puri. Nirloma Gangadash and Vishnu Das were the 36th and 37th among devotees who lived at Jagannath Puri as servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The prominent devotees at Varanasi were the physician Chandrasekhar, Tapan Mishra, and Raghunath Bhattacharya, Tapan Mishra's son. When Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi, after seeing Vrindavan for 2 months, he lived at the residence of Chandrasekhar. And accepted prasadam at the house of Tapan Mishra. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Tapan Mishra, Raghunath Bhatta, who was then a boy, washed his dishes and massaged his legs. When Raghunath grew to be a young man, he visited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri and stayed for 8 months. Sometimes he offered prasad to the Lord. Later, by the order of Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath went to Vrindavan and remained there under the shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami. So that's a little portrait at the end, actually, of devotees from Varanasi. I list in this way only a portion of the innumerable devotees of Lord Chaitanya. To describe them all is not possible. From each branch of the tree have grown hundreds and thousands of sub-branches and disciples and grand disciples. So again, this verse is an opportunity for Prabhupada to mention that the cult of Lord Chaitanya has branches and many sub-branches and should be spread, not just in a few villages in India, but all over the world. And no one should find fault with that spread of ISKCON. Every branch and sub-branch of the tree is full of innumerable fruits and flowers. They inundate the world with the waters of love of Krishna. Each and every branch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees has unlimited spiritual power and glory. Even if one had thousands of mouths, it would be impossible to describe the limits of their activities. So I'll stop reading there. And the next time I'll read, this was introductory, like introducing the cast of the players, and the main player, Lord Chaitanya. Assuming that when I read these names, most of them resonated for you, that you've heard of these names before. But the next section is a synopsis of Lord Chaitanya's whole 48 years. And so then, although that's not strictly Jagannath Puri, I want to get a feeling for Lord Chaitanya's years in Jagannath Puri out of his whole life. You know, was he born in Jagannath Puri? No. When did he come here? When did he leave? When did he come back? It would be nice to review that. It helps us understand the significance of Jagannath Puri, and of course why he chose this place. We'll hear about that. And then in this brief description, we'll also getting like an overview of Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Puri. Even within Jagannath Puri, there are different times. There's the first time he came as a new sannyasi. Then there's that a whole period of participating here with the devotees in kirtan as they came each year from Bengal and from other parts of India. And then the last 12 years of his life, which are distinctly different, where he just stayed mostly alone in the Gambira and felt separation from Krishna in the mood of Radharani. And that's very much Jagannath Puri Leela also of Lord Chaitanya. So we'll hear all of that in a synopsis tomorrow. And then go more slowly into the different things like the first time he came and some of the other sections. And maybe when we go to places like at Siddha Bakul and others, I can talk there too. And you can prepare yourself by readings. What's that book? Jagannath? Oh, I'm sorry. So, does anyone have anything that they want to discuss? Well, one thing I didn't mention, of course, is an exact schedule. Today we're having this meeting at 3, but I don't know if that's the best time to have it in terms of my schedule and in terms of your schedules. We'll have to work that out. It may turn out that these things are a little flexible, but you could all meet. This class should be held at a time when I'm more likely to get a awake audience too. I hope that everything has auspicious momentum. I'm looking forward to relishing this. I wrote a diary of my attempts over the spring and summer to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. I've been reading this book only for a while. I stopped about a month ago. But before that, most of the year I've been reading it. And I wrote a diary called CC, meaning the abbreviation for Chaitanya Charitamrita that we sometimes use informally. Have you read the CC? CC Ashraya. Did you bring an extra copy of that? So I'm not going to publish that as it is for Gita Nagari Press. But sometimes I make these little books, one or two copies for myself, and I store one. So I brought a copy just for this party. I don't know how that will work out. I don't want it to be torn up into pieces, and I don't particularly want it to be Xeroxed. So maybe it wasn't a good idea, but it was my idea to have some relatively light reading along with other scriptures that you might be reading. And the related theme is this book, and how, although it's full of nectar, it may be difficult when I'm presenting it for you to get into it, hearing this list, 33rd devotee, 34th devotee, 35th devotee, or whatever I'm talking about, there may be something that makes it not accessible to us. So that book talks about the struggles of the mind, how the mind is filled with so many other things, and then you try to hear. So you can figure out how to read the, how to share the book. Of course, that's a, this is a major topic too of concern. It's not only our problem; it's the problem of Kali Yuga that has covered the Dham. Vrindavan is covered, and this place is, in a sense, even more covered as a holy Dham. Vrindavan doesn't have the reputation among Indians as a vacation spot. People who go to Vrindavan, if they go at all, and thousands do, why do they go? They only go for pilgrimage. There's not much there otherwise. But here there's the sea and the hotels. I came here with Prabhupada in 1977, and he made a remark. He said, after thousands of years as a holy place, now Jagannath Puri is no longer... It appears to be Jagannath Puri is going to no longer be a holy place. He saw that it was becoming so mundaned, make up a word, by the tourists, that it had lost its essential flavor. But still, if it's lost, it's just a covering, and we have to get at it, and it's there. So there's that, the covering of the Dham, the challenge that we're not allowed, that we're looked down upon, that they don't know us, they don't know what we do. Like I wrote in this book here, we were trying to go into a temple connected with Ramananda Roy near his gardens, and they didn't let us in. There was a sign that said "Foreign nationals restricted." So I was in a critical mood, because they are rejecting us. And I said, why do they say restricted? Why not just say forbidden? So if they say restricted, then they should allow us under some restrictions to go in. So I asked Varuna, go to him and ask him, what are the restrictions? The sign says, nationals restricted. So Varuna approached the guard, who then started denouncing him in Hindi. And he said, you are with these people? Then you're not an Indian. They eat fish and meat. So, how could he think that we do that? They don't know what we do, or they don't wish to know. But we should be like Haridas Thakur and be very humble and think that we don't really deserve to enter, but just take whatever drops of nectar we can of Jagannath's mercy. And you find it all over Jagannath Puri. So I hope that we all will look upon this as a stay in a holy dham. Being in a hotel is a bit of a disadvantage compared to being in a temple. Being in a dham, which is full of a mood of tourism, is a disadvantage. Not being allowed to enter the temples is a disadvantage compared to the ISKCON strength of presence in Mayapur and Vrindavan. But all these are just like challenges that we can overcome. And I hope by the time we're leaving here, we're closer to appreciating Lord Chaitanya's pastimes here.
I went to the Jagannath Temple yesterday.
Which?
The Jagannath Temple.
Uh-huh.
And the guards were very firm at the door, but they were also nice. I said, Jagannath is everywhere.
You were trying to get in?
Well, I approached. But they were nice at
the door. Ah, yeah.
I'm not the same, but it's so firm. You could tell that their hearts were soft just by the way they were. So Jagannath is
That's nice. And he is even visible. I saw in here that I was in that mood and trying to see him, and I said that you can even see the eyes of Jagannath on the policeman on the jeep, the windshield of their jeep, and over people's houses, there's a little Jagannath face. Jagannath faces in ISKCON are really like ubiquitous. You see them everywhere. And I thought that was like an ISKCON invention, to take just his eyes or just part of his face. No, when I came here, I saw that they do that. So he's all over, even his face and form.
The other thing I noticed here is that you were saying it's a covered dumb. But even the children, if they don't know the Hare Krishna mantra, they catch on just like that. Whereas people in the West, it takes, it's very hard for them to catch on, but they catch on just almost immediately. Part of their psyche.
Yeah. Have you, anyone of you, Carl, is this the first time you've been, come here? Anyone else, first time they've been in Jagannath Puri? Wow. Ram, you've been to Vrindavan so many times. First time. In ISKCON of the three, it's certainly the third, less and completely undeveloped after all these years, as far as the temple and Jagannath Puri, because Prabhupada so much pushed Vrindavan, Mayapur, and even after his disappearance, the leaders are pushing Mayapur, Samadhis, and so it's not developed. But in the future it will. But still, ISKCON devotees, they gravitate here. Sometimes they come here to get relief from the other temples. And the devotees in Vrindavan, sometimes they come here. Because you can be on your own, and more alone and more peaceful. That's not unusual for this kind of devotees to like a Vrindavan, a Jagannath Puri stay, for it's independent in a good sense. You know, they just go with their friends or their temple inmates from their town, and they stay on their own and go around, and it's a chance to be inward. Not just regimented by the ISKCON temple. That's what I like that about it too. And I've had good luck here writing. I wrote this little book here in 1 year, and then another year I wrote the Narada Bhakti Sutra commentaries, and that last time I came, it was very much of a crossroads in my life occurred when I came. And at that time I was associating with Narayan Maharaj, and went through a big change in my life. So in Jagannath Puri is a place where things can happen. Not that things happen only in Vrindavan at Karti. Inner life changes and shifts can occur here. And to me, the sound of the surf is always very nice. Surf in nature is always nice, but this surf, this is the ocean. Lord Chaitanya, he bathed every day in the ocean. And in great ecstasy, sometimes he dove into the ocean, thinking it was the Yamuna. And the ocean carried him. And this is the ocean where Lord Chaitanya took Haridas Thakur's body. When he bathed it, he said, from this day on, this ocean has become a holy place. So even if you just jump in the waves for play, it's not Coney Island or Rockaway or Malibu.
Separation, Jagannath, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, how all these things relate to our service to Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
So it was like one-third of our life is how we worship Krishna, we worship Lord Chaitanya, and we also worship Lord Jagannath, of all groups in the temple. So
yeah.
Jagannath was,
yeah.
It's like one-third of the menu, the whole.
Hmm. When I used to worship Jagannath deities, I still have them on the altar there, but one devotee asked me, and it was Jagatarini, and she used to make clothes for them all the time, make real nice turbans and dresses, and I was always asking for more. And then she said one day, right in the midst of all the enthusiasm for it, she said, "Why do you worship Jagannath? I thought we worshiped Radha Krishna." And I had to think about it. And I said, well, we worship because Prabhupada introduced Jagannath, which is related to your point. Prabhupada's introduction of Jagannath was part of a real preaching thrust to bring the Jagannath into the streets and have everybody see him, have a big festival, just like in Jagannath Puri. That's one of the most popular preaching festivals all over the world. But then also, Lord Chaitanya's worship of Jagannath is not a traditional thing. He doesn't worship him as Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra at Dwarka, but he sees him as Krishna with the flute, the way Radharani sees Krishna when she came to see these three great persons at Kurukshetra. Yeah, worship of Jagannath by us has special meaning. And I'm sure you'll get special insights because of the intensity of your desire to preach and how this relates to preaching. So, I'll let you go. And hope to hear good places where we can start going together. Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.